talking about chocolate. I don't know about you, one of my favourite subjects. Chocolatissimo is happening in Neuchâtel between the 6th and the 13th of November. And Lina Brunet is here to tell us all about it from the Ville de Neuchâtel. Lina, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Hello, everybody.
Hi. Let's talk about the chocolate that Chocolatissimo creates. We are giving away some boxes, and thank you so much for giving those to us. But you create this signature chocolate each year. So with some rather crazy flavours like strawberry and basil chocolate, I have to ask you, who comes up with these, Lina?
Yeah, actually, it's an association, Chocolatissimo Association, composed of 10 artisan chocolatiers from Neuchâtel. And every year we having a great meeting in which we can choose the flower of the year. So it's a very nice meeting, you can guess. And this year we have three new flowers, and we are very happy to make them discover from next 6th November.
I would like to be on that committee, so just let me know how I can send my application.
If you come in Neuchâtel, maybe we can do something.
I love this. Thank you. Let's talk. So talk to me about the Chocolatissimo, the event, though. What's so special about the artisans that come to demonstrate their talents over the next week in Neuchâtel? What is so special about them?
Yeah, you know, all these artisans, normally they are working in a small laboratory. Chocolatissimo, it's a big laboratory in which they can show all their secrets of making chocolate. So that's very nice. And also, I have to say that in Neuchâtel, we have a particular heritage because Philippe Suchard is a great man of chocolate, very important man for the chocolate history for Switzerland, and he was in Neuchâtel, and we have this heritage, and all these artisans are making very well chocolate, artisanal chocolate. So it's very, very important for us to show and to show this work.
Absolutely. Tell me about the rally event as well. What can we hope to discover? I believe with this, you're sort of given a bit of a treasure map and then left to go discover.
Yeah, this rally is a very nice way to discover Neuchâtel in about 30 minutes. So it's really easy and quite short. And it's in the city center, and you have to walk a little bit from the different chocolate boutique, and you learn a little bit about history of chocolate and history of Neuchâtel. It's really funny, and you have to answer some questions, and at the end you can win a chocolate tablet.
I like this a lot. Anything that involves just tasting different chocolates. It's not just chocolate and chocolate. There are other things, you know, like chocolate beer. The products seem to be getting weirder and weirder in terms of what we will do with chocolate. So what are some of your favourites?
Yeah, we try to have different things around chocolate, not only the food, but also we have collaboration with the theater, with cinema sometimes. And every year we're making a collaboration with a winery. And this year we choose to do a collaboration with a beer maker. So it's going to be, you can taste beer and chocolate, and it's very incredible to do that. And also, we have a very nice collaboration with a small theater here in Neuchâtel, Le Pommier, and they have a performance, Les Dîners Anecdotiques, and it's about anecdote from chocolate anecdote. So it's very fun, and you eat during the piece of theater, so it's quite nice. And also we have different things for kids, different workshops, and it's always lovely to see all those kids making chocolate with the artisan, and it's very nice.
I can't imagine it's a tough sell to say, hey, kids, do you want to do something cool? You're going to get some chocolate at the end of it. Not a difficult sell at all for kids and adults, let's be fair. All happening between the 6th and the 13th of November. So kicking off this Saturday, running through to the next Saturday inclusive. I know that the website chocolatissimo.ch, ever so simple. We've got links from our website onto it as well. Is there any kind of other, any sort of restriction that we should be aware of at all, Lena? Like, is a pass required for some of it? I imagine things like the theatre, it would be.
Yeah, so it's quite simple. You need to have a pass to come over Chocolatissimo, and then no mask, no nothing else. You can enjoy Chocolatissimo quite normally.
Once you got the pass, once you got through that step. Lovely. Well, thanks so much. Thanks for explaining what it's all about. I wish you a fantastic week and thanks for all of the chocolate. I'm enjoying
Thank
it
you
very much here.
And welcome in Neuchâtel for Chocolatissimo.